둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from County Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, and then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK, Independent Louisville, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Where are you listening from today? Hit that subscribe button, give a rating, or leave a review if you can do that as well, and I will be eternally grateful. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is Cassius Clay. We're going to hear about the man's origin story, as well as his breakthrough smash hit, Cold War. We'll hear about the very first live shows he's ever played, which has just been recently, and the recently released Renaissance EP. He gives us a scoop on that as well. And of course, as a Louisville guy, I've got to ask him about that name, Cassius Clay, being the home of Muhammad Ali here. That's all coming up. It's Kyle Meredith with Cassius Clay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great.
In fact, if I didn't start with this first question, I think I'd be doing a disservice to my community. I'm based down here in Louisville. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, home of
amazing
Muhammad Ali.
Oh my gosh, you know? That's like the most. There we go. That's the whole reason for it all.
Yeah. So yeah, real name's Joshua, but you go by Cassius Clay. We do have that connection here. How did that come about for you? Let's start with that old name question.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, really, the name kind of, I mean, obviously stems from Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, in a lot of ways. But in almost another perspective, it's kind of like a reflection on, you know, the very idea of, like, being the greatest, but also kind of, like, just having a different mentality when it comes to just, like, you know, the type of music I make and, like, the type of, like, care and, like, kind of thought process that kind of goes into making the music. So it's really kind of, you know, I've always been kind of, I guess, cautious with like my intention and just kind of like how I deliver my artistry. So it's kind of like a double entendre in that way, that like, you know, it's like almost like the flip side to what Cassius Clay would have been, you know what I mean? Like the kind of like taking perspective and just kind of like doing my own spin on it. You know what I mean? Like I'm cautious when it comes to how I create my music, you know. It's fun, you know. It's like kind of just like a spin on that idea.
Yeah, no, because I mean, you got Ali as one of the most bombastic people of all time.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. No. Exactly. So it's like almost like I'm like the like I take almost like the opposite approach, but then like I still have that kind of like spirit at the end of the day of like feeling like, you know, I'm putting something on the table that's like great in a lot of ways. So it's like, yeah, it's kind of like flipping that on its head a little bit.
Well, I know we're still getting to know you and everything. We got turned on, of course, to Cold War pretty early on in this year. Maybe it was late last year, whenever it was making the rounds on SoundCloud. But it's been such a, it seems like, I know not on your part, but on the public perception, such a quick journey from then until now. I'd love to get the background on your story.
Yeah,
like, when did music start for you?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've really been kind of involved in music in a lot of different ways since I was about seven. So like I played the flute, like classical flute. I was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. So like I played the flute at like Cleveland Musical Settlement and, you know, kind of just took a really big liking to it and like kind of just being creative with it and improvising. And improvisation was always like my way out or my outlet when it came to creating music. In the very purest form. So I guess long story short, it's just like been in my blood like for as long as I can remember. And it's always just been something that drove me to create was music. You know, that was my outlet. So I guess, you know, overall, like as time went on, I picked up saxophone, and saxophone's like almost like if you were to compare Portuguese and Spanish, it's like flute and saxophone, you know?
Right.
So they're very similar in that way. So I picked that up and then started to produce in college for like friends and making beats and stuff like that. And then I started trying to get ideas and songs out on piano, and then guitar kind of became my instrument of choice when it came to like writing and bass and things like that. So it's just kind of been a journey of like just picking up different things to really like express my creative thoughts and output. So yeah, I think instrumentalist me definitely kind of looks at instruments as just an outlet for my ideas. But then like my ideas have just always kind of been there and always been kind of developing. And like as an artist, I feel like it's for me, the inspiring part has always been to create something more than anything. That's
yeah.
Like been my mentality.
I mean, it's one thing, you know, to play around for fun. But another when you know to start taking it seriously and to say, you know, no, this isn't just going to be a hobby. This is what I want as a career. Do you remember the moment where that happened, where you decided to actually go for it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, really, it was when I used to be working in real estate, and like I had been making beats, and then I got an opportunity actually to make beats in Korea,
yeah.
Which was the most insane thing to ever happen to me. Like today, even still, I'm just like, wow, I can't believe that happened. But I basically got an opportunity to make some production for some rappers in Korea. They flew me out, and I was there for about a week. And that experience was almost a kind of like a wake-up call to me to be like, oh wow, you know, like maybe I could really, you know, people are paying me to do this, you know, like there must be some sort of, you know, opportunity for me as a creative, you know what I mean? And at that point I was still working in real estate and like, I didn't really have like a total plan around like what I was doing as an artist, but like, you know, at that point I knew I could make really cool beats and produce and stuff like that. And so like, I think at that very moment I was like, okay, maybe, you know, if I can do that, like maybe I can try this artist thing. And I really spent like about the full summer of last summer really just like honing my craft as an artist and a songwriter. And like that's kind of how Cold War came together, and then and Blood Type as a full project. So it's been a very like crash course kind of journey into doing this, but it's also been like so much fun because I love to, yeah, I've always looked at music as a puzzle, but like a, you know, like a fun puzzle, you know. And like I just love to create, you know, whether or not it's from my lyrics or my production or like my melodies, I love to just really like think about them in a way that, you know, feels right for me and like feels like personal to like what I want to put out.
Now, as far as, you know, instruments and beats and songwriting, you know, the process of that, but at some point you sort of have to find your voice. Was that already in place? Did you know how that would sound, or was that a process in itself as well?
That was a very big process. Yeah, the last 2 years, it's been really like the time period that I've used to really figure out my voice, because I hadn't always been super comfortable with it, and you know, like any vocalist or instrumentalist, it's like there is a little bit of that incubation period where you have to figure out, like, okay, like, you know, does this sound weird, or is this kind of like good, you know, because like there's, you know, there's a lot of different directions you can go in, and that type of like vocal technique was something that I kind of developed based on just like my instincts, really, because I don't know, like I've always loved to do impersonations and just kind of like, you know, different voices and stuff like that. So I feel like I could like go in different directions, you know. Mm-hmm. But like for me, like this voice that I, you know, that I feel like I've chosen is the most personal to me, and like what reflects kind of like what I like, you know. So yeah, I would say it's really just been instincts and just like experimentation that's like kind of allowed me to really find what's comfortable.
Yeah, no, I love the sound of it, and especially, you know, when we get that first single on our part with Cold War, you know, in the vastness of the internet, to land upon something like that, it almost felt like a secret at first, even though, you know, there are already thousands and thousands of people aware of this song.
It's really crazy. It's been such an organic journey with that song, so it's cool, like, that people are still finding it.
Yeah, and as I've heard you talk about, it's sort of a song about human interaction. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. It's the kind of like the frustrations of like being in a long term relationship, but then also kind of like understanding what people's thought, like how we interact in long term relationships, and like what our motivations are in terms of like, oh, well, I've been with this person for 6 years, but you know, I feel like I don't even know them, kind of thing, you know, or like, oh, you know, I'm in, like, you know, 20s dating culture, you know, is a thing, and like how we kind of like look at our relationships, you know, as a whole, like the chorus being like, what if we just spoke like we meant it? It's kind of like almost serving up just a perspective or an insight, rather than necessarily telling people how to live their life, but just kind of like a message that I feel like a lot of people would love to hear, but like don't feel like it's like in a way like telling them what to do, you know. So that's kind of been an important part of like my own lyricism in the project. It's just kind of like offering up bits of insight like in my life, but then also just kind of like, yeah, kind of like an alternative to some of the other things people are talking about, you know.
Now, when that song started lifting off, I mean, how quick was it that, I don't know, any higher profile artist started reaching out to you to get in on that?
Probably within the month, there are quite a few different people, I guess, in the music industry and, you know, songwriters who really kind of took to it, you know. And like, I honestly, like the project at first I felt like would be a path for me to get more gigs in songwriting, or almost like a resume of sorts, but like obviously it's evolved, and now like I feel like I am an artist, you know, first. But I think like the songwriting community definitely kind of freaked out the first month that you know I put that song out, and then it's kind of been snowballing as more and more music is coming out. So it's definitely been interesting.
Yeah. Was there any artist specifically that kind of reached out early on that, you know, was one of those like what the hell moments?
Oh yeah. Well, actually the artist Her, I don't know if you're familiar.
Oh, yeah.
She's really amazing. I love her stuff a lot, and we actually wrote a song together pretty early on, and yeah, I hope it comes out. It's really cool. So it was she's in New York too, so she's like really sweet, and she's super talented. So we just like spent a day in the studio and did a couple different ideas and landed on a really cool song that I was really into. Otherwise, I definitely have been definitely an artist that I really, really appreciated. A couple, like still as Aluna George as well. Like she's like really sweet and super talented, and has been like I've worked on a couple of different things with her recently. Yeah, I'm also working with Alina Baraz a decent amount. I'm going on tour with her actually in September now, so I'm really excited about that.
And touring, by the way, I mean, those are your first live shows just happened, right? Like behind this.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. It was, I'm having my fifth show today. I'm in LA right now, so we've definitely been doing a crash course in that, but I feel really good to have such a great band with me, and like we just have fun on stage, you know. So it's great. We really throw it down. So
yeah, that's cool. And I noticed that there's a new EP too, the Resonance EP that just came out. You've actually used that flute talent to kind of pull it in there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The flute's been calling me, and also Smoke. So yeah, I definitely want to use it when it makes sense, you know. So it's fun. Like I like to mix it up production wise. So.
I mean, it's got to be a nice trick of trying to figure out how to work in an instrument like that without it sounding sort of like
kitschy,
the stereotypical
yeah.
thing that we associate.
Exactly. No, I feel like for me, it's like that's the fun part, because I think like I always just listen to like flute players or saxophone players and always felt like, oh my God, they're using it in such a like kitschy way, or like they're not like giving it justice, you know. And like that's kind of where my producer hat kind of comes in, and I just like think about how to use it, you know, in a way that feels it feels like it actually helps the song, you know. So it's super fun.
Now, as far as you mentioned a horn that you also play, right? Would you say a saxophone?
Yeah, saxophone. So I play saxophone in my live shows.
Oh, that's cool. So you've already incorporated that as well.
Yeah. I play saxophone, and it's kind of like a nice way to like break up the songs and kind of make them like more dynamic, you know? Like I'll play like a solo, you know, kind of at the end, that type of thing. Especially for like a song like Joshua Tree, it's like really, it makes sense, so...
Cool, man. Well, I've become such a fan very quickly. I'm so impressed by the music that you put out so far, and with a couple EPs, is that sort of the you know, the way it's going right now? Are you working on a full length as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's certainly going to be around the corner. I think in terms of like next steps, it's kind of like I'm looking at that, as well as like a couple of different like singles ideas and videos for the project that just dropped as well. So I'm really excited to just kind of like explore that visually. So it's cool. Like the full length is definitely around the corner.
Awesome, man. Well, I can't wait to hear it and everything. And I seriously appreciate you taking the call today and talking to me. Hopefully one day you'll get through Louisville and you can actually visit the grave of Muhammad Ali. It's not far from the station.
Oh my God. No way. Yeah. That definitely needs to happen. I didn't even know. That's,
yeah, it's down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you.
Yo, likewise, pal. Appreciate the time.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. Talk to you soon, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks to Cautious Clay for giving me that shout. The new EP is the Renaissance EP. Looking forward to the full-length album as well. Go ahead and subscribe to Consequence of Sound's YouTube channel. It's right there. You can keep up with your favorite artists and interviews. Or if you're listening to the podcast, head over to iTunes, Podchaser, wherever you're listening from. Give us a rating and leave a review as well. And then you can head over to WFPK.org. And you can hear me do a show every Monday through Thursday from noon to 3 Eastern. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.